Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Hi, I'm Laura Lively. Welcome to you and all of your parts. I wanted to circle back to a topic we discussed a few weeks ago, which was about judging. We talked about the parts judge others, that our parts can judge us, ourselves. And as humans, we judge ourselves and others so much that we often confuse or conflate judging with feelings. And that was what the episode a few weeks back was about. It can get so convoluted in our system that it is hard to tell who is judging who. Most of us are aware that we judge others and we judge ourselves. But part of the question is why? Why do we do this? And I thought I would share a couple of quotes about judging and judgment. Nothing I think you don't know, but I thought they were good quotes. When you judge others, you do not define them. You define yourself. That's an Earl Nightingale quote. And the other one is, through judging, we separate. Through understanding, we grow. That is by Doe Zantamata. I mean, we know that, right? I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. And I'm also not telling you to stop judging yourself or others. Does that surprise you? You know why I'm not going to tell you that? I know it wouldn't work. I would be wasting my breath, and I would be telling you to stop judging others. What is it they say? Unsolicited advice is criticism. It would sound like I was judging you for judging others, and I would be pushing away those parts of you that do judge. And I don't want to do that. I want to accept those parts of you and of me, because acceptance is one of those key tenets of IFS. It's important that we are able to hold space for all of our parts, even the judgers. Instead, I'm going to invite you to start by being aware of when you are judging yourself or others. Begin to notice the words or the thoughts that you use that are judging in nature. And, you know, we've talked before about, you can go back and search the episodes for inner critics. Some people have inner critics that judge them as well as judge everybody else. Other people have two separate parts, one that judges you. So that's your, I would call, and in my case, that's mine. I have an inner critic. And then I have other parts that judge everybody else. So start to notice if the energy feels different, if you're being judged versus you're thinking judging thoughts or saying judging things about someone else. Start to notice them. When do those parts of you show up? When do those parts get activated and start judging other people? Are they judging you based on your appearance? Are they judging other people based on their clothes, on what they're eating? Are they judging others based on the political, you know, world that they live in? Do they notice when your partner's sloppy? When does your judger get activated? That's really important to start to notice if there are certain events or things that are happening that cause your judger to get activated. Because if you know that, that gives you some insight so that the next time it might happen, you can get ahead of it. And start to, again, this is why it's important to notice what words or thoughts that judgers use. Notice if the part wants to jump in that says, you shouldn't be judging. That's wrong. You shouldn't judge people. That is a different part, judging your judger part. Now, candidly, that right there, the part that judges the judge, that's the very reason I'm recording this. I've been doing parts work since 2017. And at the time of this recording is 2024. And at the end of 2023, I began to be aware of this second part, the second part that was judging the judger. Now, I'm, again, one of those folks that is, I have a separate inner critic, and I have a part that judges other people. And now I just realized I have a part that judges the part judging other people. And once I realized that I had a part judging the judger, yes, this is a little confusing, and another smart alecky part, and those of you who know me in real life will not be surprised I have a plethora of smart alec parts, was like, how is that for hypocrisy? You part are judging this guy for judging somebody else. Like, do you not see how messed up that is? Like, you're telling that one it's wrong when you're doing the very thing you're telling it it's wrong for. Now, I hope you're not surprised. I'm just going to stop for a moment and point out that it's not uncommon for my parts to confront each other or to even argue. And how do I know that it was me that had some self-energy? Well, you guessed it. This part was, again, judging the part, judging the judger. Do you see how down a rabbit hole we could go with this? So now I got a part mad at the part, judging, you get it, right? Like, it is pervasive. That part's saying, like, what the heck were you thinking? Do you know you're doing the same thing that you've ticked, that you're ticked off at the judger for doing? That doesn't sound like self-energy, does it? And now I've got a third part, snarking at the second part. You get the idea, right? It's a rabbit hole in here. I don't know. Tell me, don't leave me hanging. Let me know it's not just me. At this point, I did have enough self-energy to realize that I truly was living in Judgy McJudgeville, and I stepped in and I got curious about why was everybody judging everyone else, internally, externally, myself, the people around me. And that's what I'm inviting you to do. Like, I'm inviting you to notice the judging. Notice those thoughts. Notice your words. Get curious about the part that's judging. Get curious about the part judging the judger. The key here is understanding and to begin to identify when you're judging and get curious about why. I'm going to be honest with you. Years ago, when I was at a grocery store, I would be judging what people were putting in their baskets. And if they were eating a bunch of junk food, I had a part totally judging that. Now, if I go to the grocery store, before I get in the store, I say to my system, let's be careful here. Let's not, no point looking down on people. It's okay. They can eat. That is not your, I think this is a 12-step saying, not your monkey, not your circus. Eyes on your own plate. Stay out of their grocery cart. So I can like work with the part and say, I know you're gonna go in here. There's gonna be a lot of people eating, doing things, or putting stuff in their basket. I see that. I get that. It's okay. I'm with you. We'll just carry on. So this is why it's helpful to understand, the when your parts get activated and start the judging, because then you can work with them and talk to them and, get curious about why are we judging the other people? Well, truth. Well, I guess the truth doesn't really matter why mine was doing the judging, but that's for you. Right, is to figure out why are your parts judging and get curious about it. As of this recording, I have never done any formal IFS work with my judgy parts, all of them, but they are significantly quieter. I really don't go into the grocery store these days and have to like rein in the part. I can say to it before we go in, we're going in the grocery store. I know it's tempting, but let's just see how it goes. I believe that our parts, all of them, judger, second judger, third tier judger, they all want three things. They want to be acknowledged, accepted, and appreciated. And they are doing the best that they can. All of these, even our friends, the judgers here. And you have to be aware of them, which is my fourth A, acknowledge, accept, appreciate, and awareness. And so the next time you find yourself judging someone, whether it's someone else, maybe internally judging yourself, be aware of it. Start to notice what happened that precipitated the judgment. What was the person, place, or thing that was happening so that you can potentially anticipate it the next time it happens, like I do before I go into a grocery store? Notice if you have another part berating the judger part and let those parts know you're aware of them too. They are welcome in your system and you want to know why they're responding the way they are. Have some curiosity, have some compassion. Check and see if you're feeling pretty calm or if you're spiraling down the judgment spiral. I hope this has been helpful. Thank you so much for being with us. Drop a comment or send me an email at laura@lauralively.com. Tell me about your judgers. Don't leave me hanging. Hit the subscribe button so that you never miss the new weekly content. So until next time, love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.